Welcome to another edition of Fear the Wavecast. This is your host, Kelly Camarda, joined today by Tulane defensive lineman Tylo Phillips and running back Tyjae Spears. Let's jump right into it, fellas. I know you guys have a big week coming up. And Tyjae, just take me through, your performance last week against Southern Miss. You got more touches than you've gotten in the first three games combined, and you were really able to get out and get something accomplished.
It just felt good. Feeling like my old self again, I just told myself every rep is valuable if I get one or if I get 100. So I was just trying to give it all I got every time I got it.
You know, you tweeted something earlier today that caught my eye. You tweeted that the word of this week is unrelenting, right? What'd you mean by that?
So I had started somewhere, and I'm still breaking it down right now. So I can't give you the whole definition because I'm trying to put it into my own perspective.
Okay, so maybe we'll see what unrelenting means to Tyjae Spears as we go along through the rest of the season. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tylo, first off, welcome to the show. We haven't had a chance to have you on yet, so. We appreciate you joining us. Tell the Tulane fans a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and where you went to school, and why you chose Tulane.
So I'm originally from Meridian, Mississippi. I went to West Lauderdale High School. And then from there, I went to Hines Community College, which is a junior college. Played two seasons there. And after the two seasons, I went to Lamar University. Then I decided to transfer. And then I chose Tulane because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I can get my master's so I can level up after football.
Yeah. How are you enjoying your time so far in New Orleans?
Right now, it's a lot busier than from Texas. Like, the streets a little bit busier, stuff like that. So it's more crowded than it was in Texas.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Texas, we're going to be going back to Houston on Friday. Tyjae, big game to start the conference slate. What's your mindset going into the Houston game?
Attack every rep, and it ain't gonna be easy. Don't be average. That's it. Just control what I can control, and it ain't gonna be given to me. I go out there and take it. Attack every rep. If I play one rep or I play 100 reps, the word is attack.
Well, Tylo, from a defensive perspective, it seems like you guys have been off to a really fast start. Holding, I think right now we're still ranked in the top five in overall defense and in the top five in passing defense. What's been the key to the defensive success and your success on defense?
Coach T. Rob, I feel like Coach T. Rob is part of the success, part of D-line, because he always coaches fast and physical defensive line all the time. You play fast, you make plays. More importantly, just do your job, DYJ, just do your job consistently, and players will naturally come to you. So as you keep doing that, stop trying to worry about making plays, just do your job on the field. And then all them plays and effort-wise comes to play and comes to show.
Well, Tyjae, it's been about 8 or 9 months since you first were our first guest on the Jimmy O Show last December. And for the fans that remember that, you said you wanted to be a coach when you finished playing football. Can you tell me a little bit about Coach Fritz and the coaching staff at Tulane since you've been there, and how they've affected you and helped you personally?
To start off, Coach Fritz is a great coach, even better human being, man. So they helped me with my highs, my lows. They always stay right there with me by my side. And, they always show me, time and time again, every day they show me a different level of belief in me. And I appreciate that from every single coach. Of course, I do add on Coach Sherm. He's a great guy, great coach, helped me through in between the lines and outside the lines, great person. But also Fives, man. Fives was a great dude, man. He had those same qualities, as a coach and as a person. So I just been blessed. I've been blessed with a handful of coaches, in my time playing football. Even it gives me the closest feeling to my high school coach. So, it's nothing but love over here. And like, you know, I'm glad I chose to, you know, my 4 years over here. So I appreciate it.
Well, Tyler, coming from Lamar University, and now you're going back to Texas this week to take on Houston. You know, tell me about the difference between going to school in Texas and going to school in New Orleans. I mean, has it been night and day for you? How have you enjoyed, you know, the change in scenery?
I mean, it's kind of hard to compare because there's more humidity here wise than Texas. Like Texas is pure, it's just heat. And then, you know, me being from Mississippi, I'm kind of used to the humidity and heat. So mm-hmm. that's been a big challenge to give, you know, to readjust it to. And then scenery wise, you know, I'm not looking at the highway no more. I'm really just seeing like, you know, just casual roads and stuff like that.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean,
big city.
You know, there are not many places that are better to go to school in than New Orleans. So I think you made a good choice. Well, guys, I know you got a game this week. It's coming up on us fast. Before we go, we always want to make sure we shout out a charity that is close to your heart. So, Tajay, what charity would you like to highlight today?
I want to do Son of a Saint, man. You know, I love what they're doing over there with the kids, you know, being inspirational. I just want to give a shout out to them.
All right, what about you, Tylo?
Since I got here, you know, Devin Walker, I want to shout out the Devin Walker Foundation. You know, I'm trying to, you know, I'm really just trying to get to know that better because, you know, me being new here, I'm going to really understand his story and background.
Yeah, the two great charities that you guys both mentioned, Son of a Saint and the Devin Walker Foundation. So if you're listening and you want to check those charities out, you know, you can go to our website. I believe we have links off to both of their websites from our website at ftwcollective.com. Fellas, thanks for taking some time with me today. I appreciate you, and good luck beating Houston.
Appreciate you, man.
See you.